This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Demolition continues on the Wisconsin Rapids Mill to clear the way for new development. While several areas of the old Verso Mill are back up and running, officials say once the craft mill was shut down, it could never have been restarted. A strange calm fell over the craft mill site on Friday as crews prepared to drop the hard and softwood digesters. With these two tall buildings gone, the skyline looking east from Highway 34 will be very different. Onlookers gathered outside the property and on the overpass to watch the first digester come down around noon on Friday. As the crew finished preparations, Senior Project Manager James Conradi talked through the final steps leading up to the actual drop.
There'll be a cut here, a cut on the back column, and four bolts on the back.
Conradi held the final safety meeting, discussing the plan step by step, stressing safety first, and expressing full confidence in his crew.
This is the crew to have here to do it.
Set cuts already done on the digester legs in front weakened the structure in preparation to bring it down. Despite the seriousness of the day, Conradi managed to bring a bit of levity to the group.
If at any point in time it gets weak enough to want to tip, you go east or west, all right? You definitely don't try to run north. You're going to lose.
The crew took up their positions and listened for the horn blast to call out the final sequence. Everything went as planned, and the digester tipped gracefully, bringing an era crashing to the ground.
Nice job, Ben.
Social Security benefits are getting a cost of living increase. Joanne Krulantz explains.
The Social Security Administration announced that Social Security benefits, including old age, survivors, and disability insurance, and supplemental security income payments for 75 million Americans will increase 2.8% in 2026. On average, Social Security retirement benefits will increase by about $56 per month starting in January. Over the last decade, the cost of living adjustment increase has averaged about 3.1%. The COLA was 2.5% in 2025. Nearly 71 million Social Security beneficiaries will see a 2.8% COLA beginning in January 2026. Increased payments to nearly 7.5 million people receiving SSI will begin on December 31, 2025. Social Security begins notifying people about their new benefit amount by mail starting in early December.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Isabella Nieto has more.
According to the American Lung Association, more than 35 million Americans live with lung disease. Lung cancer is the second most common cancer in the United States, not counting skin cancer, right behind breast cancer for women and prostate cancer for men. Someone is diagnosed with lung cancer in the U.S. about every 2 minutes, with around 360 deaths per day. That means roughly 1 in 5 cancer deaths are due to lung cancer. The U.S. Preventative Services Task Force recommends yearly lung cancer screenings for anyone who is between 50 and 80 years old, has a 20-pack year or more smoking history, and smokes now or has quit within the past 15 years.
Autopsies are scheduled today for the two deaths that happened on Halloween in Wisconsin Rapids. Officers are still investigating what they say are unrelated incidents that occurred around 1 a.m. on Friday. A 34-year-old man identified as Anthony R. Quinones was dropped off at a Spiros hospital with life-threatening injuries. Responders tried to save him, but he was pronounced dead at the hospital. The investigation found that Quinones was possibly injured a day earlier inside a residence on 21st Avenue South. While at the hospital investigating the incident, officers were called to a disturbance on 11th Street South. Once there, they found 56-year-old Randall E. Harris Sr. suffering from multiple life-threatening injuries. Harris died at the scene. Investigators say they've arrested a suspect. Officials say the incidents are being investigated separately. The public hearing scheduled for today regarding the possible solar power plant on Whitrock and Two Mile Avenue has been canceled. Wisconsin Rapids Waterworks and Lighting Commission is working on a plan to install a solar array on land they own. Mayor Matt Zacher said the city is delaying to make sure concerns are heard.
We didn't do a good enough job communicating, which again I take responsibility for, because that is something that I want myself and the city to strive hard on making sure we get that information out.
Mayor Zacher said the hearing's now planned for next month. Veterans at the Buckley Baldwin VFW Post 2534 have a busy month ahead. Tuesday is the Allied Vets meeting at 6 p.m. at the Post. On Thursdays through November 28th, vets can get their flu shot at the VA from 8:30 to 3:30. The VFW spaghetti dinner is Monday, November 10th from 4:30 to 7 p.m. at the Post. Veterans eat free. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks in Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks take on their rival, the Pacers, in Indiana tonight. It's the first time Bucks center Miles Turner will face his former team.
The next time we see you, we'll be in Indiana. Gonna go there.
At this point, anything I say will or can be used against me in a court of law. So I'm just looking forward to coming back to a place that I've been for 10 years.
College hoops. The Badgers at home against Campbell University. Last week, we told you that forward Elijah Gray, a transfer from Temple, was dropped from the Wisconsin men's team. ESPN reporting now Gray may be involved in that investigation regarding gambling by both college and NBA players. NFL, the Packers lose to the Panthers 16-13, and they may have lost tight end Tucker Kraft to a season-ending knee injury.
Is Tucker's injury serious?
Yeah, it doesn't look good.
How do you overcome him?
It's going to be tough. It is what it, but it's football, and the other guys are going to have to step up.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a bit breezy today with wind out of the west gusting to near 30. That will lead to elevated grassland fire risk issues, so keep that in mind. Otherwise, sunny with a high in the mid-50s today. Tonight, partly cloudy in the low to mid-30s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, not as windy, in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry, that's WIS, country.com.